freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want it to be, you can take control, literally bring up anything, political, personal, anything goes on Free Talk Live. We're here for the remainder of this hour. It's hour number three, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Sitting in, or not really sitting in, but completely replacing, I guess, Manwich for tonight, because normally Manwich is with us all six nights a week, but he's out of town for now. Expect the return of Manwich tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's fired. He's not coming back. I'm his permanent replacement. He thinks he's got a job. Anyway, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604. 4604, and they really are your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
Absolutely,
real liberty anyway.
We're big fans. Not only are they our sponsor, we're also members. So
yeah, so check them out, freestateproject.org.
And also don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com, where you can join the fun at the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users there. One of those users is on hold right now. We're going to go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Hey guys. I left a message on the BBS system,
mm-hmm.
which is really getting heated up right now.
Message is this?
Okay, this is about a list of lies I found in my government school textbook. Let me tell you a little story. I was at school today, and we just hit the Second Amendment. And the book says the Second Amendment secures the right of each state to keep a militia. It goes on and cites a court case where the Supreme Court says, now it does give the actual constitutional phrase.
Okay.
A well-regulated militia, et cetera, et cetera.
But it only breaks it down as far as its description of what the actual Constitution says, as far as its interpretation. It only breaks it down in the militia portion?
Yeah, it doesn't actually say, let me read it to you.
Oh, we love propaganda. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Give it up.
Okay. Oh, the Second Amendment reads this way. A well-regulated militia being necessary to keep the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. United States Constitution.
Correct.
These words excite as much controversy as any words in all of the Constitution. The Second Amendment was added to the Constitution to protect the right of each state to keep a militia. The amendment's aim was to preserve the conception of the citizen soldier. Many insist that the Second Amendment also sets out an individual right. They say that it guarantees a right to keep and bear arms, just as, for example, the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech. The Supreme Court has never accepted that interpretation.
Oh, my God.
And they go down and they say, the court has not found the Second Amendment to be covered by the 14th Amendment, blah, 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 blah. Okay, something that should be noted is that the Department of Justice has said, actually, that the Second Amendment is an individual right. Not that it would matter either, anyway, but they just completely leave that out.
Sure.
Anyway.
Somebody's got an agenda, huh, Brandon?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then we got on the debate about what it meant in class. They were talking about a handgun ban in San Francisco, and somebody said, well, and she asked, is it infringing on their right to keep and bear arms? And if they really have it is kind of what she's getting at. And somebody said, well, not really, because they still have the right to bear some firearms. I said, what? I said, are you crazy? I said, so if they just take out a little bit of your fair trial, it's not really infringing on it, right?
In the
future,
I don't...
If they take out the search and seizure, but still put you through a fair trial, that's not infringing on that, right? And the guy's like, and then the teacher said, hey, be nice.
I don't think you're going to win any points from your teacher by saying, are you crazy?
Uh-huh. Well,
valid point still, but...
Yeah, and okay, so... Here, that was just one claim that this textbook makes.
You know, I loved how it just kind of brushed by the concept of an individual right.
Yeah.
Like they made, okay. If you could read that again, just read the comments after the actual...
Okay, words excite as much controversy as any words in all the Constitution.
Slow it down a little bit for us.
All right.
Just a little bit.
These words excite as much controversy as any words in all the Constitution. The Second Amendment was added to the Constitution to protect the right of each state to keep a militia. So there's a few problems with that. States don't have rights. They can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Only individuals have
mm-hmm,
rights.
That is correct. Now, let me go down a little further. Okay, This is another claim. This is skipping the claim two, which I'll get to in a minute, which is probably the best claim they make. It's hilarious, but it's sad.
Okay.
Claim three. Time after time, state and federal courts have come down on the side of police power. They have upheld the right of society and rejected individual rights.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's actually kind of true. They have.
The concepts are totally asinine. I mean, if this was real history, they'd be teaching what the Constitution was really about.
Yeah,
of course, then again, they'd be Michael Badnarik.
I mean, right. Yeah, and here's claim two. The state, to protect health, may limit the sale of beer and tobacco and make pollution laws and require the vaccination of school children. The state, to promote safety, may forbid concealed weapons and require the use of seatbelts. The state, to promote morals, may outlaw gambling and the sale of obscene materials.
This is crazy. What is this textbook?
Okay, I'm not even halfway done.
This is nuts.
This is called Prentice Hall, Magruder's American Government. Okay? Okay, I'm going to keep going here.
Wow. You know what? I have a copy of this textbook, I think.
Do you really?
Oh, really?
I'm bringing it in.
Yeah.
To promote the general welfare, the states may pass compulsory education laws, provide help to the medical needy, and limit the profits of public utilities. But then they go on and say, but clearly, governments cannot use these police powers in any unreasonable or fair way. I put on the bulletin board, I would love to know what unreasonable is to them. Now,
God.
Let me go in here. And
they just basically endorsed communism,
yeah,
I mean, with all of those.
They did. They say the state, to protect health, may require the vaccination of school children. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that now.
Right.
Oh, I know.
The history book is just making clear what the state does and gets away with.
Well, if you read it in the context, it's making it sound like they have the power to do it.
Right. It's making it sound like it's okay.
Yeah.
That this is what the state is here to do, that it's the state, and it's okay for the state to do these things. It's, in fact, good, because they're going to protect you. That is the message there.
That is. And here's claim four.
That's amazing.
In practical terms, the question of whether a tax is direct or not is decided by Congress, okay? So they go through this whole big spew about indirect taxes. I list here. If I'm correct, the difference is simple. A direct tax is when the federal government bypasses the states and taxes the people directly.
Okay.
Indirect tax is when the Fed taxes the states relative to the population and the states tax the people. Therefore, the federal government cannot have too high of a national debt because the states will get pissed off and stop paying. That's one of the things. And they didn't want the people to be direct slaves to the federal government. Well,
they go
in here and say, well, the sales tax is an indirect tax, but the direct tax is national. And they make it so confusing that nobody understands it and the kids don't care, which is probably their point.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't pick anything up from economics class when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I slept through it.
Here's claim five. And you guys won't believe this. They claim that when Congress or the executive branch or the judicial does something that the Constitution doesn't say they can do, it's called an informal amendment.
Can you read that again? I missed that.
Okay. They claim that when Congress or the
This is the textbook. The textbook is claiming this.
Yes, the textbook is claiming this.
Okay.
That when the executive or Congress does something that the Constitution doesn't say they can do, it's called an informal amendment.
What? I've never heard of such a thing.
For example, the Congress giving their power to coin money and regulate the value thereof to a central bank? An informal amendment.
Oh, my God.
The power of the president to unilaterally declare war without a declaration? An informal amendment.
I cannot believe this.
Wow.
Okay.
This is unbelievable propaganda. I had no idea it was this bad.
I know. That's why I put this on here. Public claim six. Public schools are one illustration of a government's work to promote the general welfare.
Man. Is there more, Brandon?
Yes, there's two
Hold
more
on.
That I have right now.
This is so sickening, but I've got to hear more because we need to know how bad it really is. I did not realize that
no problem.
It deteriorated to this point.
You hold on for
Hang on, Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. Parents, this is what your children are being taught in American government schools. It's time to pull them out. This is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want to take control, you can literally bring up anything. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest? You got an agenda you want to push? We're here for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And also Johnson.
And, you know, Johnson, I feel like it takes a lot to surprise me these days. I mean, I'm so used to the government just screwing everybody and all kinds of bad things happening in America as far as us losing our liberties and everything like that. But we've got Brandon on the line here from Indiana. Now, Brandon, you're a senior in high school.
Correct.
And you're bringing us some text straight out of your government, American government, American government textbook. Again, the particular brand on this is what?
Magruder's.
Magruder's.
M-A-G-R-U-D-E-R-S.
I want to know, I'm going to write a little note. Do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah, there's...
I want to write a note. I want to know what the, because I think I might have a copy of this. It might be an old version of the textbook.
It's published by, I think, Prentice Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, I think, the one that I have.
It's a pretty famous publishing company, but...
What's the chapter that this is? Because I think I have an old copy of this.
Okay, this is
it gray? Is yours gray? The book itself, is it gray?
No, it's not gray.
Okay, so I might have
it's
old version.
It's all red, white, and blue. It's got the White House on it. It's a
red
flag.
Let me get the chapter or the page or whatever, and I'll see if I can't find it, because I want to see if this is...
On this, it's chapter 20, section 2, page 570.
This is amazing. I like I was saying, it takes a lot for me to be shocked or surprised. But I did not realize that. I mean, I understand that revisionist history has been going on and that our government history classes and government classes just aren't tip-top. But I couldn't believe what you were reading earlier, Brandon. I mean, this is total bastardization of the United States Constitution and the principles of individual liberty that this country was founded on. You have a textbook here that basically says individual rights suck, they're out the window, the government can do whatever it wants. You were reading right before we left for a moment there, you were reading a segment that said that whenever the government does something that's not authorized in the Constitution, it's called a what?
Informal amendment.
I'm sorry. I'll have to check my...
Who calls it that? That's what I want to know. Who's calling it that? Because they need to be slapped across the face with a hammer.
Okay. Yes. Before we continue, I just wanted to say, I think this is the same publishing company that in our history, U.S. history book, mind you, they go through the word Nazi, and they actually do say in the U.S. history that it stands for National Socialist German Workers' Party. Then they continue and say the Nazis, even though the name was socialist, we're not socialist.
Hmm.
They say that. Okay.
Poor
anyway.
Kids. Well, they weren't. They were fascists.
These poor kids. Well, what's the damn difference?
Right.
There really isn't that much of a difference.
No, it's not.
All right, moving on.
Okay. Again, we went on. They say, public schools are one illustration of the government's work to promote general welfare. Okay? Then they assert that we have a living constitution. Now...
Oh, boy.
You can take that in the amendment way, which somebody on the BBS did, but when somebody says living constitution, just to me, it brings up the whole informal amendment BS.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well, I don't like the word living constitution.
There's nothing living about it. It's on a piece of paper.
Stone.
Yeah, it was written. It's on a piece of paper. It's not changing.
It's a living document. We're trying to teach our kids we could just change the constitution willy-nilly. Let's open up a constitution. What's that called when they, you know, what they're going to have for when they try to get Arnold into government?
Constitutional convention.
When they have the constitutional convention, let's change everything, amend it. Woo!
Let's keep going here because I want to get.
It's called a constitution because it's the underlying things that constitute this society, that constitute this government.
Yeah. Claim 8 is we live in a democracy. Now, that's just a basic lie.
It says that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's another textbook in the school that says American Government, the Heritage of Democracy, or something like that.
Okay. Amazing.
The point is, we don't live in a democracy. That's been settled long ago. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Well, at least on this show it's been settled. Apparently not to these government writers.
Not here. Here's another one that I don't have on the board. Federal drug testing programs involve searches of persons and still are covered by the Fourth Amendment. To date, the court has held that they can be conducted without either warrant or even any indication that drug used by those who must take them.
That's not even a true assessment of what the courts have decided. You still do have to have probable cause to search somebody. I mean, I know now they've eviscerated it more with the whole dogs can sniff your car thing, but there still are some rules surrounding your car.
Yes.
They just basically said that the cops can search you whenever they want, and that's not true.
Yes, I know. It's getting out of hand.
This is crazy.
Let me turn to my left here. Now, this one is from a private school textbook. Now, you'll like this. Here we go. It's talking about the Brady Bill. In the minds of our fathers, a militia was in the armed citizenry rather than a professional soldier who could be called out in times of emergency. They go on to say the individual's right to bear arms is rooted deep in English custom. Is rooted deep in English custom and common law.
Say no more. I mean, you can already tell it's accurate. They're talking about individual rights. The other book brushes them aside.
You're right.
The other book talks about how your individual rights aren't really there compared to these alleged community rights or states' rights, which, as you made the point before, Brandon, there are no such rights. You only have individual rights.
That's
communities
correct.
Are just groups of individuals. They're just a concept.
Yeah.
Brandon, this is amazing. I am so shocked and appalled by this, and we're going to, again, Johnson, you're going to try and dig that old book up, and we'll see what we can find. Let us know when you run across any other propaganda, all right?
Okay, yeah. Just one last thing.
Yes, sir.
In this private school textbook, it says, the answer to crime is not gun control, but people control. If criminals today were to receive sure and swift justice appropriate to the nature of their crimes, then crime would decrease, because people would regain a healthy fear of punishment and respect for authority of government. Well, kind of says, I mean, it's got a good message to it. Gun control is not the answer. If you punish people for doing freaking crime...
Yeah, well, they should have said that less... just totally letting gun freedom would be the answer to a crime.
Oh, yeah. That's just in the paragraph above.
Right.
They say many people insist that more gun control would decrease violence, and they even seek to ban all handguns. However, such laws impede the rights of citizens to life, liberty, and property, or violate their right to keep and bear arms. Public safety is imperiled.
Obviously, talking about rights, they're coming from the correct perspective
now,
there.
The book isn't perfect, but it's better than what the other
That's
book
worlds,
said.
Worlds better than the
problem
other.
Is
oh, my
is that
gosh.
These, you know, the people aren't realizing that the people who spout off these concepts about, oh, we need to keep people safe, and that, what they don't realize is those people are flat-out un-American.
That's true.
And more people just need to...
they don't realize it either, I don't think.
Nope.
A lot of these people that are, we need government, we need protection.
Yeah, they don't understand that government is not going to protect you.
No, and they haven't figured it out yet.
Yep, and I have all the stuff I just read to you about the government school. It's on the BBS system. So if
Very
you
good,
want to
sir.
Check that
yeah,
out.
So log Very on good, at freetalklive.com and actually see it for yourself. Brandon, excellent call.
No problem.
Best call of the week.
Thank you.
Of course, it's Monday night. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Seriously, though, that was an excellent call. We got Kirby hanging on the line in New Jersey. Hang on, Kirby. We're going to get to you next. He wants to talk about, apparently, the school history situation.
Interesting.
So lots of opinions here, and we'll take yours. And we'll even let you change the topic if you'd like. Dial in 800-259-9231 because you can literally take control of the show. It's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's your show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so join the fun, get on the phones, and literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal. Anything goes, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. It's free, of course, just like everything on the website. Totally free. You just sign up, and then anything newsy in regards to the show, we'll send it to you. Some sort of announcement we've got, you'll be the first to get it. So join the updates list. All right? Let's go right back to the phones and back to the fun to Kirby in New Jersey. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. So this is how it is. The last year, I just got into a new school. And, I went from elementary school to middle school. And I was just getting into politics, reading a few books. I was really a Republican back then.
Okay.
And this one day, my social studies teacher brings up the issue of citizenship, and citizenship comes with rights. So, and he says, what kind of rights do we have? So is that the class? So the first person says, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. So I decided to raise my hand to say, I'm not right to bear arms.
Uh-oh. You troublemaker.
I know. Ever since then, I really just kind of keep my mouth shut in that class because I wind up turning the entire class into a debate between me and him. But
what's wrong with that, Kirby?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that...
Are you going to a government school?
Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with that, then?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, there's nothing wrong with it. I was actually... Because just today, I had an experience with that, and I think the next time he says something that I disagree with, I'm going to speak up.
Oh, that's,
some people get tired of it, man. It's like, we're going to kind of in a special situation because we're on talk radio.
Right.
And but some people, they don't want to, freedom isn't free. And, to try and even defend even the concept of talking about it, it can even be taxing because these people are so indoctrinated, and Kirby, we need more people, though. We need people to be out there to be willing to talk about it.
Yeah, if you keep your mouth shut, then that ensures that every other person and all the other 29 people in your class are going to get indoctrinated by this lying asshole of a teacher that you have.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Because, I try to bring people over to more libertarian persuasions, but...
How old are you, Kirby, if we can ask?
I'm 14.
14?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I tell you what, man, this show brings in all ages.
I've read tons of political books and just...
Why? What got you into politics at age 14? Because you're unusual, you realize.
Yeah,
that.
I know. It is unusual. It is. I don't know what really did get me into politics. I just...
It wasn't your family? Because that's typically...
Actually, I got my family into politics.
Really?
Because my dad now, I'm always talking to him about politics now, usually arguing with him because he's really a big government Republican. And he's out in England now visiting his family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little lacking in people to argue with. So
gotcha.
I brought up the right to bear arms, and you'll never guess what the teacher said to me. He said,
I can't guess. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kirby.
He said that the Second Amendment is one of the most ill-read pieces of the Constitution, and that everyone leaves out the first part about the militia, and that it was really about the, all the National Guard and all that stuff. So then, basically, the rest of the period was just me and him arguing about it, and I was just, I wasn't really prepared for it. I just brought up some statistics that I had heard the read the previous night that really didn't prove my point, that like the difference between the gun deaths in Toronto and Detroit.
And I think that the part that your teacher doesn't want to recognize is that back during those days, the militia was made up of the people,
yeah,
not trained soldiers, and that everyone just kind of kept a gun around the house, and when it came time, they were part of the militia. That wasn't some sort of formal trained soldier unit. They're all kitted up. You know, it's just they got dressed, went out with their gun, and, you know, they were ready to go out and fight when the time came, you know.
Absolutely, because yeah, I've actually read the part in the U.S. Code that explains what it means by militia.
Yeah.
There's two things. There's an organized militia and an unorganized militia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Organized militia consists of the naval militia and the National Guard. Unorganized militia consists of everyone else, all able-bodied males. From 17 to 45.
You know, and the other point of that, too, though, is that the militia was originally also formed not only to defend us from, you know, international threats, but to defend us from our own government.
Yeah, to defend us from domestic tyranny.
Yep.
So anyhow, things went on, and I've had some arguments with that teacher later down the line, but what happened today was that I didn't speak up, and I regret that I didn't. He was saying how this has got nothing to do with gun control, but he was talking about how we need to do good on the GEPA test, which is in New Jersey, the Grade 8 Preparation Assessment Test, and how we need to contribute to our community.
And okay.
Because it kind of felt a little communistic to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. I have a blog, and I penned a little... essay about what I think is just that it's more in if this town that I live in now went to hell in a handbasket, I wouldn't mind moving somewhere else because I didn't choose to live here. I was born
right in
this area.
Right.
So there's tons of other towns in the world.
Sure.
I haven't even tried out. Most of them, really.
Yeah, like in New Hampshire.
Like in New Hampshire, free state
project. Exactly private. Like in New Hampshire.
actually are people in this country who think the way that you do and who are fed up and ready to all move together.
You're still young. Look at colleges in New Hampshire, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, if I don't have to go to Canada first.
Good point.
Touche.
Yeah, but...
I got a question for you. You know, next time you're in your class, and maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but... You know, next time you're there, if that discussion ever comes up, you know, you can read that part of the Constitution where it says to protect us from threats both foreign and domestic.
Oh, yeah.
And just ask your teacher, if we take guns away from all the citizenry, how are they supposed to protect us from domestic threats?
The thing is, he's not really anti-gun. You know, it's anti-gun in my school. We have now character education.
Character education?
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
It's really like health class, except dumbed down.
Interesting.
What is the curriculum here?
Interesting. Well, where are you from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. I'm in Monmouth County.
Okay. Interesting. See, I went to a character education school that was trying to spread its character education program to other public schools, so I'm kind of interested because that is in the area.
Yeah, really knocked me off is that they passed out this book. It's called... you'll never believe this. It's called Give a Boy a Gun. And what this book is about, it's put out by the Million Mom March.
Oh, boy.
And the Violence Policy Center and all that, the Brady Campaign.
Holy. They gave this out in school?
I said it. I just... I was talking to my teacher about it. My character ed teacher was a different teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she said that she was glad I was there because she knows I'm pro-gun.
Right.
And that she's glad that someone from the gun culture who can really talk about some reality, bring some reality into it.
These people, the Million Mom March is the thing that Rosie O'Donnell put together, a bunch of communists trying to ban more guns.
Yeah.
Kirby, let me say this, man. We've never heard from you on the show before. We'd love to hear from you again sometime. It's really nice to know that, you know, we've got a 14-year-old out there who's interested in politics.
Also, if you're looking for a good argument, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, who's up on freedom. So will you call us back sometime, Kirby?
Okay, sure.
Thanks, man. And don't keep your mouth shut in school, whatever you do. Keep speaking out for freedom. It's the only thing that you can do there. So open your mouth. Absolutely. You have our encouragement, even if they do label you a suspected terrorist. All right? Thanks, dude. He's like, yeah, right. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi everybody, I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it, in fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free 1-800-737-9295 and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295 or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control. You bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can take advantage of the live streaming that we have there for you. You can actually listen to the show live on the internet. So maybe you're outside of one of our affiliate signal range and you want to listen, just log on. It's that simple. And
log on to the internet.
Exactly. So just an amazing night tonight here on Free Talk Live. I've learned so much.
What a variety of callers.
We've
had what, a couple of high schoolers, a protester in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. a Vietnam vet.
Yep. Only on Free Talk Live, Johnson. Only on Free Talk Live. And it's always impressive to me the kind of young people that this show attracts. Now, we're younger. I mean, we're in our 20s. But it amazes me that the last two calls we had were from people under the age of 18. And I tell you what, I remember back in the day when this show got its start, we replaced a show that when you are in talk radio, when you get an air shift, you're replacing somebody, right? So the show that we replaced had a rule on the show, one of their many call screening rules. It's just like every other talk show and talk radio. They've got all kinds of rules that the call screener's got to follow before you can get through and actually get on the air. Well, one of the rules was you had to be over 25.
Whoa.
And that was because this particular talk show host didn't think that people under the age of 25 had anything worthy of listening to. Had anything worthy of saying. If you weren't 25, you don't know squat, according to this particular talk show host. Now, I got to say, to be fair, back when we were got our start, we were on an FM talk station. We certainly had our share of punk-ass kids call in. That's true. That much is true. But we had a little bit of fun with them. Dropped
I like
off
them.
Yeah, dropped the calls, whatever. However, to almost as if to balance it out, we get calls like we just got a few moments ago. We get calls from intelligent young men and women that live in this country that have something to say, that have valid opinions, and we're one of the only only sources for them to get that out. Now, again, we'll take calls from everybody. So we've talked to men in their 70s, women in their late 60s. I mean, we have had everybody and literally their grandmother call this radio show, and you can do it too. So dial in at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Brian in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Johnson. How you guys doing?
Hey. Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just wanting to call and talk to you guys about the IRS for a minute.
Another youngster. How old are you, Brian?
Actually, I'm Brokor from the board. So I'm
31. Okay. That's right. You always sound young.
Yeah. Like,
You're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm 31, yeah. So.
All right. So what's
on your
mind?
I want to talk about the IRS tonight, guys, if you wanted to talk about that.
I'm game.
Know.
What's on your mind?
All right. How it's illegal. How about with starting there? No, wait. I know what. We'll start with a current event.
Oh, but they just did an informal amendment, and they went ahead and created the IRS. Don't you know anything? Don't you know anything about the Constitution?
You guys are up to speed at least a little bit on that.
On
a lot of people out there might not know that the IRS is completely unconstitutional and illegal, and in fact,
sure, all that most people know is that mommy and daddy paid their taxes, so they should too. That's all that most people know.
Exactly. It's voluntary compliance. It's actually under the code of contract, under the laws that codes, Uniform Commercial Code, United States Code, Internal Revenue Code. These codes actually were instilled since 1938 to actually create this system of government that we have now, because the banks cannot operate under constitutional law. So, and I don't want to get into all that with you, but I did want to talk just briefly about what's happening right now with the IRS.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, the President's Tax Reform Panel was just put on notice, and you can get that from givemeliberty.org. But it says we just ran ads in the daily edition, the national weekly edition of the principal Washington D.C. newspaper, and the Washington Times, and on Monday and Tuesday was running. It'd be today and tomorrow. And the ad challenges the president's advisory panel to address the constitutional issues relating to the government's operation and enforcement of the federal income tax system.
So it's a great idea. It's going to get a little bit more attention to their efforts.
Exactly.
It's not going to help anything with the president, though. That's for damn sure.
No. You know, that's you're right. That's a whole other game altogether. You know.
Yeah, those guys are a lost cause. I mean, they're playing the games and they don't care about that stuff.
Exactly. I'm in total agreement with that. I didn't really want to get on the boring issue of what we were talking about earlier on the show about roads and toll roads and stuff like that.
Oh, that was pretty boring, huh?
Yeah, it's boring, man. You didn't even reply to my post in there. Get on board and reply to that. I think whatever his name is, Paul, is really upset you didn't reply yet.
Well, but we were saying before, the board is getting so popular.
Yeah, the board's getting so busy.
My main priority right now, man, is to make affiliates happen for this radio show, not talking about
IBS. As far as I... My own thing, so. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time. You know, I don't have a lot of free time, but when I do, you know, I kind of troll through the BBS and I look for those little nuggets of goodness. And, I find a post that's worthy of my replying.
There's a lot of disinformation out there, guys. And I think the people, you know, who are well-informed... Yeah, you're right. People who are well informed can at least get some sense of understanding about what's right, what's wrong.
Now, quick question.
Overboard.
Right.
Go ahead.
Quick question about the taxes, because we're almost out of time for you, man.
Sure.
Do you pay?
No, I never have. Never.
Now, I noticed. I did watch a little bit. I think I actually watched most all of your little TV show that you have there, and you're being filmed in a house. Do you own your own house?
Yeah, my friend does, and actually I rent half a house for myself.
Okay, I was going to say, because that's the one issue, man, that really bugs me. I'd love to stop paying taxes, but I, at the same time, don't want them to come and take my house from me.
Exactly, guy. Well, I tell you what.
We'll have to deal with it some other time. Call us back, though. 800.
Right, got it.
Thanks, Brian. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We got Jerry hanging on in Michigan. Maybe enough time to slip you in here before 10 o'clock Eastern time, because this is your show, and you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Roy G. Biv? You know, the colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. If your car is one of these colors, it'll need more frequent waxing. When I come back, I'll tell you which one. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Though the International Car Wash Association suggests washing weekly and waxing every 6 months for all car colors, Red Hot Red and its neutral sisters, Black and White, require more frequent care because they're more susceptible to harsh ultraviolet rays. Frequent waxing helps protect these paints from the sun and ensures their sheen. And remember, during cold weather, salt on roads is extra hard on all car finishes. So treat your car to weekly washes and a winter wax. Roy G. Biv, all of him, will thank you come spring. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. Although there's a limited amount of time remaining for tonight, we're here six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern, and also the Saturday show, which is live from 8 o'clock until 7 o'clock Eastern time. Johnson here with, and Ian here with you. Well, let's get right back to the phones. So we want to sneak as many calls in here as we can. Jerry in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Yes, for the young man, a little word of advice for the young man. I want him to graduate with accolades of praise and the highest grades.
True.
So when he takes it, when he takes his exam, he is not to put down what is correct and honest. He is to put down what the professor talks about and says or says. So in other words, you have to dumb yourself down.
You have to dumb yourself down to get through.
To get the A's and you know, the A pluses, dumb yourself down and answer it the way they want the lies, give them their lies, but you know better.
Oh, absolutely.
You're smarter than the teacher.
That's fine. Yeah, I agree with that,
yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah, get the grades, definitely.
Get the grades, but that doesn't mean you should keep your mouth shut. That doesn't mean that he should keep his mouth shut during class discussion, though.
Right.
No, that's correct. You're 1,000% correct there. Have the discussions, but when it comes time for the exams, that's when you dumb yourself down and answer the lies that they want to hear.
Very good, Jerry. Isn't it interesting, though? Isn't it good to know that we do have young people still in this country that are educated, that are paying attention? Isn't that a good thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Free market solution for you, Jerry. Get a new cell phone.
Yeah, makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, unlike your cell phone connection. Jerry, call us again sometime from a landline. 800-259...
I don't have a cell phone.
What do you want?
Really?
Hello? Hello? Jerry? Whatever the hell you have, it's bad.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. So, let's wrap up this email here. The thing we started the show with.
I kind of want to say something real quick.
Okay,
I don't understand, you know, because it was brought up with the income tax. I don't understand how we have all these callers of people who are saying that, I don't pay income tax, I haven't paid in years. How many jobs? I mean, where are these people working? I guess, I mean, they're in business for themselves, obviously.
Yeah, must be underground
economy.
You know,
something. I mean, how are they? You know, I've always had my taxes just taken from me. They just take them. And then for everybody I've heard who, you know, is involved where they don't pay their income tax, you know, the government just threatens you and says, we're going to take them anyway down the road. And if you ever earn any money, they'll take it from you.
Right. That's the problem. That's what all the income tax protesters say, is that before you protest the income tax, you better not have any assets.
Yeah. I mean, how does that make any damn sense, you know?
It's tough,
I'm not
going
to live my life poor just because I don't want to pay income tax.
Well, hopefully we're going to get to New Hampshire and pass a law against the IRS there and basically say, screw you, the IRS. Citizens of New Hampshire, businesses in New Hampshire don't have to withhold taxes anymore. In fact, if you decide not to and the IRS tries to come after you, we'll defend you. Like, we'll send the state police out to protect you from the IRS. Wouldn't that be awesome? So finally, this emailer wraps up and says that the government privatized the control of the quality of the water in a town, and the town allegedly was poisoned. Well, there are plenty of examples of the government turning over the water system to private entities and them taking much, much better care of the water. Again, if we looked deeply into this, we'd probably find out there's some dirty deal behind the scenes with the government and that it's not real privatization. Because if a company was really running a water utility, their asses could get sued.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this company wasn't sued because they're probably still doing it.
Right.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. You're free marketeers here on Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And again, don't forget to log on. In the meantime, join all the fun and excitement at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 Eastern.
If you're tired...